Hi, I'm Claire Dash, and I'm talking to you about the 10 faces of trauma. And today I'm talking about numbing out. Have you ever had that experience where you come home from work and you just want to climb into bed, pull the covers up? Or you come home from work and you want to watch Netflix for 4 hours when you probably know you needed to do some other things tonight? Or you just want to drink or eat something to numb out, and you find yourself stuck in this, and it's hard to listen to yourself about it. There's a real kind of dysregulation going on, but a distancing and a disconnection. And one of the things that I know about trauma is trauma creates disconnection. Trauma creates disconnection from ourself, from our community around us, the people around us, and also from the earth. So numbing out is a real expression of this disconnection, and it's going to be different for everyone. So perhaps you've noticed that somehow you're starting to shut down something when you really want to waken it up. And what I've learned in understanding my trauma is that there's parts in me that have created a story to shut me down and keep me away from the truth, which was overwhelming and traumatic. So perhaps things have happened in your life that overwhelmed you, and it meant that you had to find some way to compartmentalize that and not experience it again and again. And this is what we do with trauma. If we don't have the skills to cope with a trauma, if we feel that we're under threat, our body feels under threat, we shut down our thinking brain and we go into the more primitive sides of our brain, the reptilian and the mammalian parts of our brain, which are in the limbic system. And it's not a thinking place, it's a reactive place. And one of our reactions is to go into a freeze response. When we're doing that, we're not thinking, we're just gone into this state of shutdown. And so parts of us can keep this alive in us, and it keeps getting maintained as a way to cope. So perhaps we had a traumatic experience when we were younger and we didn't want to remember it. We couldn't solve it. We didn't have the skills to process that experience. We didn't have the emotional skills. We didn't have the ways to regulate our body. We didn't have the care and support to say it's going to be okay. Whatever's happened, we'll get through it. It will be safe and you will survive. But we have this kind of constant belief that we're under threat. And so this lives in us as a dysregulation, and it can be a freeze state. And in that, we're not thinking it through. We've just gone into that sort of frozen, wide-eyed, short, shallow breath state. And that's a trauma response. And so what happens is we've got the memory of the trauma that gets overlaid with the dysregulation of the body, which then gets overlaid by parts of us saying, we don't want to remember this. We have to put it over there. And parts here that are like gatekeepers saying, don't go there. Don't remember that. And then parts here that are keeping us even more protected. So we can have these layers which make it harder and harder for us to get to the truth. And what's coming up is this dysregulation and freeze state in our body. And so we just automatically go there. And our brains create this neural pathway that makes it really fast to go there. This is our go-to method to cope. We get dysregulated, we go into a shutdown. The only thing we can do is just sit on the sofa and have that drink and watch something mindlessly. And can you see how this just gets cycled round and round without us questioning? We don't stop to think, what is making me run away from that issue or need to stop and just zone out? Why do I need to numb out? We don't even ask ourselves that question because these parts of us that are keeping all of this over here are dominating and they're saying, no, don't go there. We can't go to that because we're not going to be able to process it. If we go there, we're going to be overwhelmed. But the truth is, now you're an adult, you're not going to be overwhelmed. It may seem overwhelming to go there, because it was overwhelming when we were a child, but we now have those resources that we didn't have. We now have that wisdom and that compassion and that willingness to process that trauma. But those parts of us that have created all these layers, they don't know that. They want us just to keep numbing out so that we keep safe and we don't go back to that place when we really felt frozen and under threat. So numbing out is a way to cope. And it's often come from a really long time ago when a child part of us decided we couldn't go to that place anymore and we just have to shut the door on it and keep numb. So maybe there's things that are happening in your life that you want to address, but something in you is saying, no, don't, because you're going to get too overwhelmed. So just stay in this numb state. And unfortunately, conditioning in our society maintains this. There's this view that you don't go over all that old stuff. You just keep your socks pulled up and soldier on and, you know, just have another glass of wine, you'll be fine tomorrow. Whereas in fact, this can be cycling round and round inside you, and there's a freedom from going there, from going to that stuckness, listening to your body, understanding where that information is being held in your body, what kind of voices and thoughts are coming from that, and begin to build a trusting relationship with your parts so that you can understand why you needed to numb out in the first place. So I hope that's giving you some step-by-step process to go there. It's not easy because we have this neural pathway that's like a super highway. It become our go-to. And if you want to go a distance from A to B, you're going to take the highway because it's the smoothest route, it's the fastest route. Then you're not going to get clogged up in all those back roads and traffic lights. So when we want to go there, we go the fastest route, which is the numbing out route. And to go a different way, you have to turn off the neural pathway, off that highway, and recreate the new route. Recreate the route of kindness to yourself. And it's hard because we want to keep going back to the easy path that we used to take. We have to actually change the neural pathways. This is what rewiring the brain is. So hopefully that's given you some understanding as why it's so hard to get out of a numbing kind of pattern, but it's possible and you can do it. Lots of love.